It's good to see Keith here this morning. And he has come through quite a ordeal and has an amazing testimony to share. And but I've asked him if he would share it next week because everyone will be around next week. And it's so important that the entire church get to hear in both services God's faithfulness to Keith. But good to see you, man. You know, this morning, I think the Lord has something he wants to say to us. And it's good that I think that, because I shouldn't be here if I didn't think that, right? Something very specific. And what it is I think the Lord wants to say to you is that it should actually be, you can do everything, not I can do everything. You can do everything. Jim, if it's at all possible during the break, maybe we could change that title. Not now, but during the break, if you can do that, be great. That should say, you can do everything, not I. This is not about me, it's about you. It's about both of us, really. I want to begin this morning with a story. And before I share that story with you, I want to say this, that everything in your life, I don't know what the everything is in your life, but everything that God puts before you in life, God wants you to know that you can. That's my simple point. Whatever God puts before you in life, you can. Now, I want to illustrate that by sharing a simple story with you this morning. This is a true story of a woman called Mary Groda. Mary could not read or write. Experts labeled her mentally handicapped. As a teenager, Mary was sent to a reformatory for 2 years. During that time, she often spent 16 hours a day learning. By the time she left, Mary could not only read and write, she had received her high school diploma. After reformatory, Mary became pregnant. 2 years later, Mary became pregnant again. And during this second pregnancy, she had a stroke. And that stroke was so severe that it erased her memory and ability to read or write. With patient love and the help of her father, Mary regained all that she had lost. Mary, though, was poor, and she was living on welfare. In order to make some money, she became a foster parent to 7 children. During this time, Mary started taking classes at a local junior college. After completing her program, she applied to Albany Medical School to study medicine. Today, Mary is no longer just Mary Groda. She is Dr. Mary Groda Lewis. The point of this story is just simple. Mary came to believe that she could do everything. She could do everything that was put before her. And she had some amazing obstacles in her way. And yet none of those obstacles prevented her from doing just that. She handled the everything that came her way and ultimately pursued and became what she always desired to be, which was a doctor. We're going to look at a simple passage of Scripture this morning and a very short one. It's actually a statement that speaks to the all-encompassing truth about faith, the faith that God gives us that allows us in life to do everything that he entrusts to us, to do everything that he leads us to pursue in life. Now, notice those qualifiers. Everything that he puts before us, everything that he entrusts to us, everything that he leads us to pursue. I think God wants us to get hold of that truth this morning. Because when we do, it will change the way that we live. The way we experience God in the everything that he puts before us in life. And what that looks like. Here's my text. And this is Paul speaking in the first person, which is why the I is there. He says this to the church at Philippi. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Now just look at that phrase for a moment. Paul doesn't say, I can do some things through him who gives me strength. Paul doesn't say, I can do those things for which I am particularly gifted and adept through him who gives me strength. Paul doesn't say, I can do those things I really enjoy doing through him who gives me strength. Paul doesn't say, I can do those things I have been equipped and trained to do through him who gives me strength. Paul says simply and all-embracingly, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I want to look briefly with you this morning at what that means, what I think Paul is saying there. And in a sense, it's obvious what he's saying. He's saying exactly what he said there. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. This statement is first a word of faith. Paul begins his statement with two simple words, and those words are, I can. Not I can't, I can. Those two words are an expression of something. They're an expression of a confident contentment. Now, if you read this statement in its immediate context, right before he makes this statement, he talks about the fact that he's learned to be content. So those words, I can, are an assertion of confidence, but also contentment. Because he says, in the immediate lead up to that statement, these words, I have learned the secret of being content. I preached a message on this a few years ago.